Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're recording. Oh, I'm feeling great.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And Justine's going to Aruba tomorrow.
I just started packing today at 2 p.m. It is currently 11:36 p.m. And my flight is at 7:08 a.m.
Oh, my God. Why are you packing for 8 hours? Are you just doing, like, you're just running around doing last-minute stuff all day?
Oh, no, I started packing today.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and like, I didn't open my suitcase. Yeah.
Oh, like, okay. You brought the suitcase up, and then it's just sat there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, my God. But yeah, I'm so excited for you. And you're doing another solo trip.
Yes. In another solo less journey. Racist place. Probably yes. Should have ran it by the patrons.
That's true.
But
we know how, for those of you who've been listening, where did you go? Upstate
Woodstock,
New York?
Woodstock, New York.
How that trip went. Rough.
Another solo trip. I just realized this is our last episode where we'll both be in our 20s and we're recording.
Yo. Wait, no, that's not true. The next one I'll be here.
I won't be in my 20s, girl.
Oh, no, that's true. You'll be, that's true. Justine's going to be a 30-year-old by the next episode and I will be right behind her.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeez, look at life.
Mm-hmm. Sag season.
Sad season. Turn up.
Wee.
Yeah, what a year. Oh, gosh. But, yeah. Shout out to you and your Aruba trip.
Yay.
Very excited.
Thanks.
Very, very excited for you. Yes, well deserved. And happy birthday. Everybody send Justine birthday love.
Yay!
In other news, this episode of Ready to Love was pretty damn good.
It was good this week.
It was a good one. Every scene, I was like, shit's really crumbling.
Yes, because I was a little tired. I was like doing work. I was doing this work. I was like, I was a little tired, but I was up, eyes wide open that entire episode. Locked in.
A lot went down. A lot was revealed.
Revealed.
A lot is crumbling. Like, so, yeah, what are your initial thoughts? What's going on here?
So my first initial thought is that Darren and Ashima are done. Okay.
Done. It ain't gonna work. Yep.
I have told you guys about the work that I do with the pups in my office. Mm-hmm. And after knowing so many different dog owners, he's not gonna just have them dogs outside, especially if they're the kind of dogs that sit there and look at you while you're sitting down on the couch. Nope.
Them dogs was all up in Ashima's eyeballs.
Like, all up in everyone's eyeballs. Everybody's. Really. I was like, why wouldn't they move? But, you know. But it also gives everybody, I think this is like a bigger conversation of dating with anxieties and fears in general, that I think is a really interesting conversation to have. Cause it wasn't like, oh, I don't like the dog in my face. Oh, I don't like, she had anxiety and was not herself.
Yeah. True fear. She had real fear of those dogs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So dating with that is just an interesting thing because they got pretty far. I mean, we're on episode 8.
And it's been the two of them. Mm-hmm. Like always. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's wild. And the second thought is that Cat Daddy Carey had to go. It was time to go. It was beyond Cat Daddy Carey's time to go.
Yeah.
However, I think there's a lesson in this as well, in to be wary of guys who arbitrarily speak about your non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking around her non-negotiables quite a bit, waited till he got her locked in, tried to at least, and then tried to kind of bargain his way out. And yeah, it didn't work, but Cat Daddy Carey. Wish you the best. Wish you a nice, like a nice, like 48-year-old woman. Like somebody who's also on their way out. Kids are grown, you know,
like his ex, this ex like, that he showed. Yep. She was beautiful and they seem like same page, probably same wavelength. Like, I don't know what happened there, but it ain't Alexis.
Like Reva.
But that ain't happening. So.
Yeah, and those are my thoughts. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, hell of an episode. The our top two, there's some cracks in the foundation now. So you have Mario and Tandy, which Mario's controlling this thing is coming back up again. And I'm going to say controlling this thing. Say controlling this is a thing with Mario. That's creeping back up again. And then Ashima and Darren, obviously. I thought what was interesting, so Alexis, she said, I think it was Alexis, she said, you can tell a lot about a man by the woman he chooses to date, meaning like looking back at the exes. But I feel like in this episode, we actually learned a lot about both the men and the women. Like through these interactions with the exes. Because for example, and we'll obviously get into it, but Darren and Ashima, through this interaction with the ex, we learned a lot about Ashima's, like, trust issues that came up out of nowhere. Like, holy shit. And I think it was, like, a mix of the dogs thing. And I think the dogs thing is very sensitive, obviously, for both of them. And I feel like Ashima maybe subconsciously is like, damn, I don't want the dogs thing to be the thing that breaks us up. So let me try and find something else. Let me bring up this nothing friendship between you and this ex that are very much just like business platonic friends. Let me make it into something now. So, yeah, I feel like we learned a lot about the other women as well. And definitely interested to talk with you about this bombshell between Reva and Tandy. And all of that. I have thoughts. Multiple thoughts on that. Reva always gives me a lot of thoughts. Like,
does she?
Yes. I feel like she's a very contentious or just like conflicting character on the show. Like, I just don't know what to do with her. And then hearing all this, I'm just still like, what? I don't know. But yes, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. But yeah, those are my initial thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.